Psalm 56, the 8th verse, you number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. I want you to listen to this. You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Just for a few moments, God, allow us to open our minds, our hearts, and receive that truth that you have for each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. Thank you, choir, for singing. Vicki has such wonderful arrangements. She has a whole book of music. I know that next week we're starting in on, well, I believe hopefully this week we're starting in on some music, preparing for... Can y'all hear me? Good. Okay. I've never been accused of being too soft here in church, so I thank you can hear me. Thank you for doing that, for all the wonderful arrangements. But what we did this time is we just sang a couple little songs right out of what we call our green book that we sing in on Wednesday night. And little did I know that the songs that we had chosen, and I hate it when we say the songs that we chosen, because they were songs that God chose. I didn't know that I'd be standing here with you on this Sunday morning. Don Hartzell didn't know that he'd be sitting right here in the fourth pew having lost a daughter. And a song that he played on that organ was Whispering Hope. I love it when God makes the choice, because he makes all the choices if you just simply let him. So thank you so much, choir, for singing and for just touching my heart. Where the roses never fade, where the roses never fade. I love those songs. I like the message that is found within those songs. And as I was looking at this scripture and trying, I said, God, why, you know, I like to preach on things that are positive, and I like to preach on things that are fun. I like to teach that it's encouraging and all like this. And you direct me to this scripture that says, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? What do you cry about? That's a question. What do you cry about? I know sometimes you... So many times in my life, and I can look back and I can think of things, times that God has allowed me to simply cry. I know that many times we cry. There are folks, and there's some folks in the congregation, whenever I preach, they'll just sit there and tears will come to their eyes. I don't know if it's what I said, what God allowed me to say, or they're just looking forward to the ending. I don't know what it is. I know that you go to events, and people are so moved. When we lose someone, we have tears. When God, and I know, and it moved me this morning with the choir singing, because trust me, folks, when I was here on Easter, when I was here for the Christmas program, we were done, I had tears of joy in my eye because the voices gathered together, lifting up praise unto him. I was told young, you're not supposed to cry, and I'm not a big crier. I don't like to cry in public. It embarrasses me. But I know that so many times in my life, I have had situations where I've had to stand up in front of people when there have been losses, and there have been great losses to me as an individual, great losses to me as a person. When you stand up and you do funerals for family members, for loved ones, and so many times that I have been called upon to stand and be strong and not shed a tear in support of people. And then later on, and I don't know what the time is going to be, I don't know when it's going to happen, later on I will have that small time where I'll just be overwhelmed with emotion. The tears will flow. The tears will flow. And so many times I preach about how God will give you strength. He will see you through. God didn't build no Holiday Inn in the valley. He's going to take you out of that valley. All those wonderful things. Denton ought to say amen. Amen, brother. And then I realize, as I start to look at this scripture and I start to think about it, the psalmist David wrote here that God, you have put my tears in your bottle. They are recorded in your book. Now, why do you write something down? Why do you write something down? To remind you, to remember. Joe Klein, churches on Wednesday and Sunday, write it down. Call me up on a Tuesday night, brother. I don't think I'll be there for church tonight. I said, brother, neither will I. It's Tuesday. Amen, brother. Amen. We are all getting to that age, if you got these white hairs like I do, that some things you got to write them down, right? You got to write it down. You got to make yourself a note so that you can simply remember. And think about this. The psalmist David, he said, my tears are so important to you, God, that you wrote them down. You put them in a bottle. Wow. Wow. And I know we all go through challenges. We all go through things that just, and I don't understand and I don't have an answer to. I can't figure it out. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and still, it just doesn't work out the way that I want it to. I heard the prayer request this morning. Sometimes we're just going to have to pray a little harder. I like that. But you know what? God is going to have his will done. But I believe that so many times when we get in that situation where the tears flow, that is an opportunity for God to heal. It's an opportunity for those tears that come so easily to flow down our faces, the times that we are just simply laid open. God will step in and bring a healing and bring a comfort and bring a warmth, an understanding that I could not figure it out. I used to take trips down to Virginia Beach to visit my brother. And I would always time it that I'd get down there for breakfast. Somebody looked me sideways and say, amen, we can see that. Yeah, you're telling the truth, preacher. I can tell you, you're telling the truth. Yeah. But the reason I went down there and I'd make sure that I was down there on time for breakfast because my brother had the ability, he could do one thing that I'd never seen anybody else do. He'd make pancakes. And when he would take those pancakes and he would pour that batter and he would, his pancakes, and we can verify this, his pancakes always came out the exact same perfect size. When he'd stack them pancakes up, and dang, my brother, he was particular. He would stack them pancakes up and them things would line up just like that. And I'd go scratch my head. I'd say, how in the world, Paul, can you do that? And my brother's first job was working as he had a number of little jobs, but the first big job, actually, he was a short order cook at a place called Howard Johnson's. He served a lot of pancakes. And he got to the point where he'd sit there and he'd just be able to pour that batter in there, just boom, and boom, and boom, and boom. And them pancakes would come out the exact same size. And I was amazed. And I asked him one time, I said, how'd you really first learn? He said, well, and he said, have you never heard that you always throw the first pancake away? I said, no, never heard that. He says, because it ain't going to be the same size as the rest of them. And we were talking. He said, a lot of times in life, you'll try something. You'll go out there and you'll give it your best. But it is a process. The things that you try in your life, you're not going to get them all right the first time. You're going to go and you're going to try and you're going to have to say, God, would you help me? Would you help me work on the things in my life? People come in and they hear the gospel message, and the gospel message is the simplest message that has ever been given. The gospel message is one that Jesus Christ sent his son to die upon a cross for you and for me. I simply say in my heart of hearts that God, I accept you as my personal savior. And he gives you the gift of eternal life. And then you go, okay, I love that part. Thank you, God, for saving me. I'm glad I'm never going to have another problem in my life. Doesn't work that way, does it, Don Hartzell? Nope. As we were talking on Friday, he says, brother, a lot of things have happened in my life since I came to your little church. But I'm glad I came, because I've never met a group of people more loving, more understanding. You're not going to get it right on the first pancake, folks. You're not going to have everything in your life. Life is just going to line up and be exactly the way you want it to. You're going to have to live with your imperfections that God is working on. And the sad thing, and this Bible is open in front of me, it says, you're going to have to live with my imperfections too. That's where growth comes from. And although we may have challenges, although we may have tears, although we may have frustrations, I serve a God who keeps a record of each one. And I know that I hear challenges, and I hear concerns, and I hear all these questions and questions and questions that people have about country, about what's going to happen in their life, about what they're going to. And I just simply point them back to an illustration that I heard years ago. It's a great pastor. His name was E.V. Hill. He used to preach down in the, we'll call it the urban area. Back when I was young, we called it ghetto. I don't know if that's politically correct to say anymore. I don't know. And he was invited to speak in one of the larger churches out in the suburbs. And as he began his sermon that day, he says, I want to tell you something that I've noticed being out here. He said, you know, you folks out in the suburbs, you're lacking something. He says, we've got something that you don't have. And the bodies kind of stand up and they're looking. He says, you don't have any graffiti. That's what he said. He said, so if you like, if you will bring me a gallon of paint, I'm going to give you some graffiti. He said, if you invite me to, I'll go down each and every street that you have in this wonderful neighborhood. And on every million-dollar house that I come to, I'm going to take that gallon of paint, I'm going to open up, and I'm going to write temporary. Temporary. Every time that I come to Mercedes, I'm going to write temporary. Every beautiful car that you're going to have, I'm going to write temporary, temporary, temporary. On every belonging that you have. He says, then you'll better understand what God is talking about in his word. All these belongings that we have, they are simply temporary. It is the love of God that will sustain you. It is the love of God that will last. In God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and Heavenly Father, we have We've tried to share your word. We've heard songs that have uplifted our hearts. We've heard songs that have brought a tear to our soul. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for each part of it. We heard praises and the prayer requests that just thrilled us. And God, we heard needs. We heard about individuals that God have tried to take their life. Have tried to take their life. But God, you saw a way to spare them. Continue to lift them up. God, We heard, but now it's time for us to believe and to trust within our heart of hearts. Allow us to make the questions that we need of you, knowing that you record our every tear. Everything that we've been through, every challenge we've faced in our life, God, you've known it and you've helped us, and we thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, thank you for each one taking part in the service. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave your building. And let us know without a doubt that we are your children. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people.